KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and it's 35 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies today, breezy with scattered light rain and a high around 40. Winds east at 10 to 20 this morning, shifting to the north this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Audubon County Secondary Roads Department reports hard surface roads and gravel and have had several inches of slushy snow on them this morning, and the hard surface roads are slick underneath that snow. Plows are out to clear the road surfaces and to give yourself extra time to travel and stopping distance this morning. The gravel roads, they say, will be soft under the snow in areas after the amount of rain we received over the weekend. So Audubon County Secondary Roads says to drive safe. Now, taking a look at 511 IA, the Iowa Road DOT's report on road conditions. Most of the roads in southwest and west central Iowa are in good condition, normal driving condition, except as you head further off to the north-northwest around the Highway 44, from just to the at the intersection with Highway 71 and east of there, that is partially covered with snow. And the same way with Highway 71 north of Highway 44. And then as you head toward Denison and Carroll, roads are up that way are partially covered with snow this morning. We also have 2-hour late starts for the Audubon and Exira EHK school districts. Again, that's a 2-hour late start for Audubon and Exira EHK. Red Oak police Sunday afternoon arrested 37-year-old Kyle Anthony Ziegler of Red Oak for driving while barred. Ziegler was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A public hearing will be held electronically Tuesday morning in Atlantic on the FY 2022 Cass County budget. The hearing begins at 9:05 a.m. during a meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors and is accessible via Zoom. There is a link in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Following the hearing, the board will reconvene their regular session and review County Compensation Board recommendations for elected officers' FY22 compensation and act on those recommendations. The board will also take action on adopting the FY2022 Cass County Secondary Roads and Cass County budgets. They're then expected to receive an update from Secondary Roads Department Engineer Trent Wilkin, followed by an appointment of a sheriff's deputy and Lincoln Township clerk, the latter of which is for the remainder of the term ending 12/31/2024. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports that on Tuesday, March 16th, a USDA Farmers to Families food box distribution will be held at the Cass County Community Center from 3 until 6 p.m. or as long as supplies last. Anyone is welcome to visit the drive-through food box pickup and no documentation or proof of need is required. Boxes will be given away at no cost. People from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. The USDA Farmers to Families food boxes are likely to contain fresh fruit and vegetables, dairy products, and meat. The event will be the second Farmers to Families food box distribution in Cass County in a week. The Edina Town and Country hosted another distribution this past Saturday. If you need more information, contact Brigham Hoig, Cass County Wellness Coordinator, at 712-249-5870. Iowa Auditor of State Rob Sand on Sunday, which is Pi Day, announced the winners of the first Public Innovations and Efficiencies, or Pi, Awards. Auditor Sand made good, he said, on his campaign promise and established the Pi program back in 2019. 79 counties and 267 cities took Auditor Sand's opportunity to share how they're using practical tips and tricks to reduce waste by filling out the office's Pi chart. Iowa's local governments also developed Pi recipes by sharing their creations with other public state entities statewide. Cost-cutting measures range from anything as simple as shutting off the lights when not in use to reducing energy costs to the creation of policies that reduce travel expenses. Among the cities and counties that were awarded points based on the number of cost-cutting measures implemented in 2019 and 2020, for Pi Awards went to Cedar Rapids for the largest city, Beaconsfield and Ringgold County with a population of 18 for the smallest city. Largest county went, of course, to Polk County with their population of over 490,000. Smallest county Pi Award went to Ringgold County with a population of just under 5,000. Best performing county, middle fifth in the population, that was a tie between Iowa and Cass counties. You can see more award winners in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The winners of this year's Pi Awards will receive a pie of their choice hand-delivered by Auditor Sand. The auditor thanks all of the Pi participants and appreciates their efforts to save taxpayer money. Well, there's debate among economists about how the American economy will respond to the injection of $1.9 trillion from the new pandemic relief package. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss predicts it will spur inflation.
It's the wrong package at the wrong time.
Iowa State University's David Swenson agrees.
This bill was important and it's needed.
Swenson and Goss debated the so-called American Rescue Plan during a joint appearance on this past weekend's Iowa Press program on Iowa PBS. Goss says sending more federal money to state and local governments is a mistake.
I use a good economic term, crazy. It's allocated according to the unemployment rate at the end of the year. Now, could that make sense to anyone other than a state that's been in lockdown making bad decisions?
Swenson says there should have been a formula that took into account several factors, not just unemployment rates, for distributing that $350 billion to states and local governments. Swenson says the package overall covers a wide range of categories that weren't adequately addressed in the first two pandemic relief packages.
Businesses that are stressed, restaurants, dining and drinking establishments especially, another big chunk of money. A lot of assistance also has been put up for rental assistance targeted specifically for back rent.
The plan did not include an increase in the minimum wage. Swenson said the minimum wage should be much above the current $7.25 per hour, and future increases should be tied to the inflation rate to get the politics out of it.
We create a lot of either misery or underperformance with regard to the labor force as a consequence of an artificially low minimum wage. Yes, we have businesses out there, the market wage is higher, but we still have a substantial fraction of people that have to work at that minimum wage.
Goss agrees the minimum wage is too low, but he says raising the wage at this time would hammer the hospitality industry.
For businesses, manufacturers, small businesses that we survey, the big issue is finding and hiring qualified workers. So they're bidding up the wage right now well above the minimum wage for manufacturers.
There's $10.4 billion for agriculture in the pandemic relief package President Biden approved last week. Both economists say with the expanding exports and rising commodity prices, there won't be a need to match the extra $46 billion in payments the Trump administration sent to farmers in 2020. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.